Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Memhei. Want to start the shiur from towards the end of Mem Dalel Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about B'chol Yoim, they used to be Chayta B'shel Arba Kabin and be ma'ariv b'shal sholish kabin, but on Yom Kippur was chayit b'shal sholish kabin u'boyim machnas. Every day, when he would do the k'teiris, he would take a machta that has four kabin and take the coals, four kabin of coals off the mizbech, and pour from that machta into another machta with three kabin, and one kav of coals will go on the floor, and he would bring in the second machta to do the k'teiris. But on Yom Kippur they do it differently. He'd be chayit with a machta of three kavin, and not be ma'ar into anything, not pour it into anything, but just be machnas that same machta he was chayta. So the Gemara brings a braisa, tana nispajal a kav gecholim, when it's a mishnah in Talmud, the kav gecholim gets scattered, mechabdan la'ama, he cleans it up into the ama, into the stream. Rashi says the ama means a stream, the regular ama is silin shel azar yetzis l'nachal kidroin. It says in a few Gemaras, there was a stream that went out to Nachal Kidron of water, and he would sweep the coals, the burning coals, into them, into the stream, to put them out, and they go down to Nachal Kidron. The Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin tells us at the end of the Perek, on Daf Mem Vavam Beis, the Ramaskal Kibligi, he brings from Rabbeinu Simcha that according to Abaye in that Gemara, there'd be an Issa Kibli. If a coal falls off the mizbech, there's an issur kibli according to Abaye. So how could you sweep it into the ama? So Rabbeinu Simcha learns that the ama doesn't mean the regular ama that was it, the stream of water in the Azara. It's just a place which is called ama. It's the name of a place. He swept it into an ama. It was the name of a place. But Taisa says that it's not shrei, because even Abaye agrees that if you're not going to be able to put it back, it's already finished the mitzvah. And Abaye also agrees that there's no issur kibli, and merely you could sweep it into the stream itself. And then he says, he found in Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbi Yitzchak's Taisus and Talmud, that this kash in the Teretz, and he said another Teretz, that mechabdan la'amal achar shekavu, and maybe they waited till it got extinguished, and then swept it into the stream. So it wouldn't be shver kibui. There I saw the Ravid in Talmud, asked the kash on that Teretz, that it says there in the Mishnah in Talmud, that on Shabbos you put a kli on it, the kaifel of Pesachter. If they're burning coals, so then we can understand why you have to put a kli on it. But if you anyway wait till they get extinguished, so why in Shabbos have to put a kli over it? Just leave them the way they are. Now, in this inin, the Taisus Yishanim here, and the Taisus over there at the end of the parak, the one I mentioned, Memvavim Mebeis, and it's also Taisin Chagiga, Chavgimel Mebeis, and it's also the Ravid there in Tamid, they all discuss Rav Nisim Gayin's Kasha. And the lot of shittas in this Rav Nisim Gayin's Kasha, there's also a Mishmakish Siddur from Rav Leib Malin in Simen Chav that explains the shittas Rishayim. I'll try to give over the shittas Rishayim in Rav Nisim Gayin's Kasha. Rav Nisim Gayin's Kasha is that since these Gecholim have Kedushas Haguf, since the Kachim have Kedushas Haguf, so Mamela, how are you allowed to sweep them away into the Amma and ruin them? There's an Issa to go and ruin and destroy Kachim. They have Kedushas Haguf, the Kachim, and you're not allowed to destroy Kachim. That's Rav Nisim Gayin's Kasha. And Rav Nisim Gayin says that the Yishalmi has his Kasha. This Yishalmi says that that on the din of Tziruf Kli, by Kachim is din of Tziruf Kli, that the din is that normally, if you have a lot of things together in one Keli, and someone Tamei touches one of them, only that's Tamei, and the rest of the things remain Tar. But by Kachim is din Kli Mitzarif Mashi B'Seichai. If you touch one thing in a kli, the whole kli becomes mitzurif, and everything becomes tamei. So one of the things that's mentioned, besides Victorious and Levina, was also gechalim. The coals also have this din, the kli mitzarif mashe b'sechek. Victorious is that way, Levina is that way, and the coals. So the Gemara asks the kasha, the Yishalmi asks the kasha, the coals, they're not kedoshim. They don't have kedushas haguf. And the Yishalmi answers, we're talking about the coals for Yom Kippur. The Kedoshas for Yom Kippur, those coals, they have the din of Kli Mitzarif, they have Kedushas Haguf. But the other coals don't have Kedushas Haguf. That's Rav Nisim Gayin. So Rav Nisim Gayin says that this Yishalmi, we have a Teretz, that the Yishalmi's Kasha, that the Nat Kedashim is because you see that part of the Gecholim go out and you sweep them away. Obviously, they're not Kedoshim, so they don't have Kedushas Aguf. And the Yishalmi says, you're right, they don't have any Kedushas Aguf, but on Yom Kippur they have Kedushas Aguf. So basically, Rav Nissen Gaon's teretz is that the coals for Keteris don't have Kedushas Aguf. There's no din that the Keli is Mekadosh. And let's explain this a little bit more. By a behema, a carbon behema, there's no din that you need Kedushas Kli. As soon as you makdish a behema or an eif, it gets Kedushas Aguf, it's a carbon. But by other things, things that aren't alive, there's a din, in order for it to have Kedushas carbon, it needs Kiddush Kli. That's why a mincha, when you say the flower should be a mincha, so taka, it's hektish, but it's not called Kedushas Aguf yet. It's called Kedushas Damim. You could be paid it. It doesn't have the din Kedushas Aguf. When you put in a Kli, then the Kli is Mekadosh. It has Kedushas Aguf. You can't be paid it. And then it has dinim. There's a psul tful yoimim chusig yipurim. If normally something which is chulin doesn't become tummy when a tful yoim touches it. Only something which is kachim. So now it has a din of kachim, as din of Kedushas Aguf, that a tful yoim and a mechusig yipurim could passel it. And also in many cases it has a psul lina. There's a psul nicer. If you don't use it that day, it becomes pasul. That's only when it gets Kedushas Aguf. And also you have the din that we mentioned, the Kli Mitzarif Masha B'Seichai. So Rav Nissen Gaon is saying, and he's learning this in the Yerushalmi, that the regular coals for the Keteris don't have Kedushas Aguf. The coals for Yom Kippur do have Kedushas Aguf. And that's why, that's who's answering his kasha. If it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, there's no issa to destroy it. It's not a carbon. It's not really kachim. It might belong to Hektish, but it's not really kachim. It's not a carbon. You're allowed to destroy it. But if it's a Scottish Bekli, it gets Kedushas Klishars, then it gets Kedushas Aguf. So the coals by Yom Kippur do have Kedushas Aguf, and the regular coals don't have Kedushas Aguf. But Rav Nissen Gaon didn't explain exactly why it is that way. What's the pshat that the coals by Yom Kippur have Kedushas Aguf, and the coals, the regular coals, don't have Kedushas Aguf? We're going to be masbid asinyan soon from Rav Leib Malin's Hezba. But this is what he brings from the Yerushalmi. There's two other shittas in Berech, there's two other shittas in Taisus on this topic. There's a shita of Rabbeinu Baruch that holds that the coals of the Keteris also have Kedushas Aguf, just like by Yom Kippur. They all have Kedushas Aguf. Because the Yishalmi's kasha wasn't that they're not Kedushim. The Yishalmi's kasha was, and how could you say the Kli is Mitzarif Masha B'Seichai? They all become Mitzurif by the Kli when one Kav is not going to remain in the Kli. One of the Kavim, of the three Kavim, is not going to remain in the Kli. It's not called Tzarech L'Kli. It's extra. It's an added thing which you don't need. So that doesn't become a chelik of the Kli. It doesn't become Kli Mitzarif. That's the whole kasha. And that, the Yishalmi says, we're talking about the Chalim of Yom Kippur, which you're using all of it. But if added the Kedushas Aguf, it has right away, even by the regular Chalim for the regular Keteris. So what is the answer of Nissen Gaon's kasha that if it's Hektish, how are you allowed to go and sweep it away to the Am and destroy the Hektish? So here in the Teis Yishanim and also in the Teis Chagiga, Rabbeinu Baruch, he says it's not a kasha b'chlal, because there's no Hefset Hektish, because Hektish doesn't need it. There's no Hefset Hektish if Hektish doesn't need it. That's Gufa Halacha. You're supposed to take extra Gecholim, more than what you need. That's Gufa the covered for the Keteris. That's how you're supposed to do the Keteris. And then the other extra Gecholim, which you don't need, that's not called destroying Hektish. That's Gufa Din. It was like Nasa Mitzvasa. It's already finished the Hektish with it. That's in the Teis Yishanim and the Teis in Chagiga and the Pirush Arayvid in Talmud. They all explain, that's the Teretz, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, that the Pshat is Kedushas Haguf on all the Gecholim, even the ones in the regular Keteris, but the Pshat is Machach Shekasha. Even though there's Kedushas Haguf, there's no problem destroying it, because the Hektish doesn't need anymore. There's no Issa to destroy Hektish, the part of Hektish that it doesn't need. That's one Mahalach. And the third Mahalach is that really it's shayach to have Kedushas Aguf even on the Gecholim of the regular Keteris, but it doesn't have the Kedushas Aguf yet. And there you have two Mahalchim in the Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam said, because there's a din of Ein Kli Sharis Mekadosh El Ladas, which means that a Kli Sharis can't be Mekadosh unless you want it to be Mekadosh. So there's really two ways to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Either you could understand Rabbeinu Tam that he means bechlal, that you have in mind that there shouldn't be mekadesh until you put it into the second kli. In the first kli, you don't want it to be mekadesh yet. So ain kli sharis mekadesh el ledas. You don't want it to be mekadesh yet. So mela would only become kadesh when it gets in the second kli. That's what smashman the Raivin and tamid the pshat in Rebbeinu Tam. Taisus here is mashman divavart that he has in mind only to mekadesh a gecholim he's going to eventually use. He doesn't have in mind to mekadesh the gecholim that are going to overflow. It's not the pshat he has in mind only to mekadesh it when he puts it in the second kli. No, they're already kadesh in the first kli. But the only the gecholim he's planning on using are kadesh. The gecholim of the overflow, that doesn't become kadesh. Upon him, that's Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, that ein kli sharis mekadesh mel ledas, and these gecholim, either it means all the gecholim until he puts in the second kli, or it means just the gecholim of the overflow, don't have kedushas aguf. And the Zishanim brings the teretz that the kli that they used to be chayta, the kli kesef they used to be chayta, happened not to have been a kli sharis. That wasn't a kli sharis. So mela, it could not get any kedushas aguf from that kli, because only a kli sharis is mekadesh. That wasn't a kli sharis. Until they put it into the gold keli, which they were machnis, then it was never in a kli sharis. So mela, the kohos weren't kadesh yet. Now, both these truotsim have a shverkeit. Rebbeinu Tam's teretz, Taisus is bothered that there's a machlokes amiron if kli sharis is mekadesh ledas or not. If ein kli sharis mekadesh ledas. A machlokes amiron in sukkah. So here's a mishnayis. So the truth is, there was a brisa that was brought in the Gemara in Sukkah that says that seems clearly told ein kli sharis mekadesh el ledas. But still, a yaisa amiron wenechlik in that if this mishnah would only stim like the man the yom ein kli sharis mekadesh el ledas, the Gemara would have to bring it on that machlekes amiron. That's the problem with the Rebbeinu Tam's teretz. The problem with the other teretz, Taisus asks Taisus in the end of the parak and the Taisus shanim here that. That why isn't the Mizbech Mekadesh it? The Gecholim, before they were in the Kli, they were on the Mizbech. According to Beit Ham, it's good, because Ein Kli Sharis Mekadesh El Ledas, the Mizbech also is not Mekadesh El Ledas. But if you hold that there's no din Ein Kli Sharis Mekadesh El Ledas, because the Machlokes Amiron, but it happens to be, it wasn't in the Kli Sharis, but it was on the Mizbech. So why isn't the Mizbech Mekadesh it? So good, could be some Rishonim hold the Mizbech, doesn't have a din of the Kli Sharis to Mekadesh. But that's the problem with the other teretz. So kumdais, we have three mahalchim. We have the mahalach of Rabbeinu Baruch that holds that it's mamish kaddish, it has kedusha saguf, it says nifsul betvul yaim, you have it in of kli mitzayif, it's a carbon, but it's okay if it's nispazer mechabdan lam. There's nothing wrong with destroying it because hekdish has no use for it anymore. This is gufa de din, that there's supposed to be extra coals and they're supposed to go on the floor, and that's good for the din of Attic Tyruses. There's no problem being mafsid. That's Rabbeinu Baruch Shita. You have Rabbeinu Tam and the other Shita in Taisus, where Be'etzim it could have Kedusha Saguf. Even the regular Tyrus of the whole day could have Kedusha Saguf, and would have Kedusha Saguf, and has to have Kedusha Saguf eventually. But the violet doesn't have kedusha aguf. Either Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach, because ein kli sharis mekadesh el ledas, you go like the Raivin and Tamid, that he doesn't have das mekadesh anything. You go like the mashmais of Taisus here, he doesn't have das mekadesh the overflow. But al kapanim, it happens not to have kedusha aguf. And merely you're allowed to destroy it. You're allowed to sweep it away to the ama. That's the second mahalach. And the third mahalach is of Nisan Gain. The Nisan Gain holds that there is no such thing as kiddush kli on the Gecholim, only on the ones on Yom Kippur. So Rablev Malin's Mazba, what's the Pshat in Rav Nisan Gain? As Mishlaim and other two sheet, this is very good B'mai Pligi. Rabbeinu Baruch wants to Mechadish that there's not a problem to him after the Kachim. The other Rishayim hold it would be a problem. It's a Shailin, are you allowed to be Mafsid Kachim that there's no Tzarech to them? Good, you have that Machlaikis. And Imtim Suleimai, that there is a problem. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ein kli sharis mekadeshim el ledas, but the other Rishayim have a problem with that because not all Amram hold that way. And the other pshat was that it was never in a kli sharis because the kli that used to be chayt wasn't a kli sharis, and the problem with that is it was on the Mizbech. Good, all the shitas. But what's Rav Nisan Gain shita, which sounds like he doesn't say any tam, his tam says that they don't have kedushas aguf. What's the pshat in that? So, Rav Leib is masbir that if there's no din that the gecholim have are a din carbon, they're a din, that they have a din that they need kedushas aguf, then being in a klisharis wouldn't give it a din kedushas aguf. The din that klisharis gives it a kedushas aguf is also when it needs kedushas aguf. That's gufa de machlekes. The other rishayim hold that the gecholim for the k'tayris, they're also part of the carbon. They also have a chalais din carbon. And the mela, they also would have a din kedushas aguf. Not a shayla, so when does it become the skadish? When it gets into a klishar, so maybe it's back to mekadeshetu. Do you need das? But al-kapanim, there is a din of kedushas aguf that's necessary for the gecholim of the k'tayris, even the k'tayris b'chol yayim. And mela, that's the shmuz, doesn't have the kedushas aguf yet. Mashenker of Nisan Gayin holds there's no such thing. There is no din kedushas aguf. The gecholim by the regular k'tayris are not part of the carbon. Only the k'tayris is part of the carbon. The k'tayris is tam. And memela, k'tayris, memela wouldn't have a din of kedushas aguf. But the k'tayris on Yom Kippur are different. The k'tayris on Yom Kippur, this is how he's learning up the Yishalmi. The Bibalt that says in the Pasuk, v'lokach mo'yamach the gach le'yesh, and that's gufa, part of the carbon, you have to take the gach le'yesh and bring it with the k'tayris. So the k'tayris do have the din carbon, and memela they have a din that they need kedushas aguf, and memela they get kedushas aguf. That's the Yisaitis of Machlaikis between Rav Nissen Gayin and the other Rishayim. Rav Leib is Ma'ir, that according to Rav Nissen Gayin, you have a Shtikl Kasha. Why does the Gemara say that the reason why he wasn't Chayit B'Shal Kesef from Arab B'Shal Zav on Yom Kippur B'Shal Chulsha the Kayin Gadol, typically that it has a din of Kedusha Saguf, and you wouldn't be able to scatter a Kav of a Gecholim and be Mafsadem, because it has a din of Kedusha Saguf? Mishlaim according to Rabbeinu Baruch, even with Kedusha Aguf, you could scatter it. Or if you don't like the other Turetz in Rabbeinu Tam, so good, see, in Kippur also, you don't have to have Dasi Mekadesh it. Or in Kippur also, you don't have to use a Klisharis to be Chaited according to the other Turetz. So it's very good why you need the Tam of Chul Shedekayin Gadol. But according to Rav Nissen Gayin, why need the Tam of Chul Shedekayin Gadol? He holds that whenever it has Kedusha Aguf, it's not allowed to be scattered. And he holds that by Gecholim of Yom Kippur, it has Kedusha Aguf. So what's the pshat? Why does it say Chol Shedekayin Gadol? So he says, you could say, Ksas Medechik, that Enoch and Ami wouldn't be able to be Ma'arah with four Kavan and put it into three Kavan, but you'd be Ma'arah with three Kavan and put it into three Kavan. You could be Chaitit with three Kavan and be Ma'arah into three Kavan. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Chol Shedekayin Gadol, use the same Machta that you Chaitit, use it to be Machnas. Otherwise, you would taka use one machta to be chayta, and you'd make sure not to waste any of the gecholim and put it all into a second machta. But any chenami, the four kavim, the three kavim, anyway can't do, because by Yom Kippur it has kedusha saguf, and memela you wouldn't be able to waste it. That's what will come out according to Rav Nissen Gayin. The Gemara brings down another brisa. Tana b'chol yom lo yilay niyashtik v'yom hayla niyashtik divrei ben hasagat. There's kama pshatim in the Rishayin and what it means, that it had a niyashtik. Rashi's pshat is it had a bell, had a ring that was kavua there, which would make noise like a bell. And because you have din of nishma kailam avayla kaidish, you have to make some noise when you come to the kaidish HaKadoshim. Taisus brings down that the Yishalmi says a lashon of nartik. And the Ritva also brings down this Yishalmi of Nartik, but Taisa and Ritva have a slightly different shot what the Nartik was. Taisa says the Nartik was a handle of a leather handle that had to be around the metal handle of the Machta because it would get very hot. Metal conducts heat, it's kam ksase kham kule, and it would be too hot to hold the metal handle of the Machta. So therefore, they had a nartik, they had a leather covering to the handle. And the Yishalmi even asked the kasha, the Taisus brings it, why isn't it a chatzitza? You have to hold the klisharis with your hands, you can't have a chatzitza. And the Yishalmi answers, it was kaivei b'masmer. In other words, they banged it into the machta with the masmer, with nails, so it became a part of the machta, became part of the klisharis, and mele it wasn't chatzitz. The Ritva says a little bit different. The Ritva says it was a cover on top of the cap of the coals. That's what it means. The coals were covered. And the reason is either because that the coals shouldn't go out or that his face shouldn't get burnt from the heat of the coals. So that's why the coals were covered. Every day he didn't need that because he could use his left hand to protect his face. But on Yom Kippur, he's carrying the keteris in his left hand, so Mela, he needs a cover on the coals. That's the third pshat. The Meiri says a pshat, he's takagaris nashtik like we have, and he says a pshat that it means a basis, it means a base where you could put it down and it will stay on the ground well. Because every day the machta could have had a pointy bottom because you didn't put it down on the ground at all. You just took the machta, brought it into the heichal, and poured the coals onto the mizbeach hazav. So mela, you didn't have to put it down. Mashenkin here, where you had to put it down to do the chafinus k'teris, like it says in the Mishnah, put it down in the Revit Sheba Azara. So therefore, it needed a basis, it needed a base. That's how the Miri learns what an ashtik is. The Rambam doesn't bring this talacha b'chlal. And the Prichadash in the Likutim and the Sichitz, of course it says, because the Rambam said that since it's Divrei Ben Askan, it was said over B'Shem Yachid, so it means we don't pass in that way. The Brichadash is Meir, that in the Yerushalmi, it's not said B'Shem Yachid. Yerushalmi just says it's Stam. Taisus Yerushalmi holds he passes that way, and the Prichadash, who learns like Taisus, that we're talking about in Artik, he says it's Mistar B'Tamei, because L'Chayr, his hands will get burnt. He taka needs something to help it out. See, Chizuk wants to answer Rashi that way. Rashi says that Nashtik means a ring, a bell, that makes noise when he comes in. Either Yishalmi says Nartik. So Dr. See, Chizuk, it's two different things. This is just Adas Yachid, a Ben Eskan, who holds that they put on a bell that it should make noise, and no one else holds like him, because they hold there's no din that you have to make noise. The middle has to make noise. No din stam, you have to make noise. And the Yishalmi is saying Nartik, and that's Pashat. Everyone has to agree with that. So it's two different things. Not pshat that the Rashi is saying not like the Yishalmi. Rashi holds it's two different things. The Ben Eskan holds he needs a nashtik, which means a bell, and the Yishalmi, which goes the Kuliyama, holds you need a nartik. But he says the Ram Zikha didn't hold that way, because the Rambam would have passed into the Yishalmi that al kapanim you need a nartik. So Mamela, the Rambam must have held that the Yishalmi's nartik and the Bavli's nashtik is the same thing, and it's a divrei Ben Eskan, it's a das yachid, and therefore the Rambam didn't pass in like it bechlal. The Gemara goes on in Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph. The Gemara brings down the part of the Mishnah B'chol Yoyim Kanim Oilam in Mizrachi Shel Kevesh, the Yoydim in Maravai. And the Gemara explains the Amamar Kol Pinish Ater Paina Liyuel Derech Yimin, L'Mizrach. Because any time you turn, it has to be Liyimin. So Rashi in the Mishnah explains this a little bit more. Rashi says, if the Kayin goes up to the Mizbeach, in order to do Matan Damim, in order to put the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, or in order to do Matan Emirim, to put the Nekak Torah. So what he has to do is, he goes up the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, and then goes to his right, and continues turning on his right, until he goes around the entire Mizbeach, and then goes down the Kevesh again on his right. So the Mizrach, the east side is the right when you're going up the Kevesh, and then you go around the Mizbeach, and then you go down on the Ma'ariv of the Kevesh, because that's now the right side going down the Kevesh. And you didn't go up in the middle because, again, you would have to go around. When you go up in the middle of the Kevesh, you would have to turn right. And you're going to be makif the Mizbeach more than necessary. That's the ikar thing. The Pinashat HaPayin Liyal Yamin is that when you get up the Kevesh, the first thing you're going to do is make a right turn. And you should make the right turn which the least hakafa possible. You'd have to be on the right, as far as you can, to the right corner, so you shouldn't be makif so much. That's a cover to the Mizbeach, that you're not walking on the grounds of the Mizbeach more than necessary. So that's why you go up all the way to the right, in other words, in a place where you're the closest to where you're going to turn. The Kol Pineshet HaPan Le'el Yimin is you're already the closest to where you're going to turn. And you go down also, as soon as you're able to go down, as soon as you get to the Ma'ariv of the Kevesh, and you make the right turn to go down, you have to go down there. But you can't walk anything extra. That's the pshat of the Kohanim. That's the kavod, the Yerushalayim. They have to be noig with the Mizbeach, that they shouldn't make an extra hakafa. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. But on Yom Kippur, there's two gersayis. In the Mishnah we have, the words in the Mishnah we have is Vayayim Kayin Gadol Oyle Be'emtza V'yared Be'emtza. And that's Rashi's gersa. And Rashi explains that the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, you want to show the Chiba the chibas and shlei yisrael shu shluchan and the kvedish the kohen gadol. So he's like a membayis. He's like he belongs there. So he's allowed to do an extra walking on the top of the mizbeach. So that's why he's oleh b'emtza v'yored b'emtza. That's what Rashi says here also. Laharis chashivus shuka membayis umakef tzarech v'shloi l'tzarech. He doesn't have to be mitzamsim his alicha on the mizbeach to the least possible amount what's absolutely necessary. No, he goes up to the mizbeach like a membayis. He can walk even unnecessary walking on the mizbeach. That's when he goes be'emtza, so the walking from the emtza till the mizrach is actually unnecessary, but he does it bedafka to show that he's a membayis, and that's quite in Shal Yisrael, like Rashi says. So that's Rashi's girsa, v'yayim kain godol oyle be'emtza v'yayir be'emtza, and that's how you have to magi in the Gemara, like the magi on the Gemara did. He took out the word oyle and put in oyle. That's Rashi's girsa. The Rambam was apparently gairus like we have in the Gemara, and this is the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and the Rambam in Yad. He both says the Kahanim on Yom Kippur were oylem be'emtza v'yerdim be'emtza. All the Kahanim did that. And that was because of Kvaydei Shel Kohen Gadol. The Rambam's lashon is that there were oylem be'emtza v'yerdim be'emtza l'fnei Kohen Gadol k'dei l'hadroi. That showed a covet to the Kohen Gadol by going up the Emtza Kevish and going down the Emtza Kevish. It wasn't that the Kohen Gadol did it. It was the other Kahanim did it, because to show kavod to the Kohen Gadol. That's also the girsa of the Taisa Shanim and Taisa Rosh and the Ridva, and they're bothered, what were the Kohanim going up to the Mizbeach? All the Avodah of the Yom Kippurim was done by the Kohen Gadol. What's the pshat that the other Kohanim were going up to the Mizbeach altogether? So they say two terutzim. Either the pshat was they were going up together with the Kohen Gadol. To give kavod to the Kohen Gadol, they went up together with him. They were malavah him in his Avodah. They weren't doing Avodah, but for kavod of Kohen Gadol, they went be'emtza to malav them, or the Sagan went, some Mishainim say. Or they say, Epshat l'hapach b'tzinura, that they went to help out with the Akhtar, which that, I guess, was mutter, even for a non-Kohen to do, non-Kohen Gadol to do, I mean, to mahapach b'tzinura, to go in and help out the Akhtar. That's when they would go up to the Mizbeach. But al-Kapanim, that's the Girsa Sarambam, which is also the Ritva, the Taisa Shanim, the Taisa Rosh, that Vayayim, Oilim Be'emtza, V'yardim Lens, is going on the Kahanim, not the Kohen Gadol. The Kahanim went up Be'emtza, and they were Yared Be'emtza. The Miri is also Garis like Rashi, but those are the two Gersayis in the Gemara. And now right in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Braisa about how many Marochais were made, how many separate fires were made on the Mizbeach every day. Three Shittas at a Tanam. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is every single day they made two marachas. One maracha gedayla where they burnt the karbanis, and one smaller maracha, the maracha shnia, where they used the coals for the k'tayrus. They brought those coals into the mizbeach apnimi and burnt the k'tayrus on the coals from the maracha shnia. And on Yom Kippur, they made a third maracha. They added a maracha by b'yayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi holds, there were three, the two marachas, the maracha for the karbanis, the maracha for the k'tayrus, and one, the Gemara says, is for Kiyum Ha'esh. And then you have the fourth one on Yom Kippur, Shemesifim Bay B'yayim. And Rameya says, every day there was four. There was the Maracha Gedayla, and there was the Maracha Shnei Yishal Kateris, and the Kiyum Ha'esh. And the fourth one every day was from yesterday's Evarim Upadarim, that weren't done yesterday. You don't burn them on the regular today's Maracha, you have to make a separate fourth Maracha. All the Evarim and Pedarim, all the different Evarim of the Eilos, and the fats of all the Karbanis that weren't burnt yesterday, you burn today on a separate Maracha. And on Yom Kippur, they had a fifth one. Now, the Gemara learns that all these different Marachas from the Psukim, and the Gemara explains how all the different, the three Tanam learn up the Psukim. Now, there's a Machlekes in the Rishenim, two Machlekes. One Machlekes is, what was the Maracha Shemisif in the Bay B'yayim? Rashi says, "Little mimenu gecholim mekteirus alafnai alufnit." The point was to bring for the kteirus for lufnai alufnit. So each maracha had a purpose. They had the maracha gedayla and the maracha shnia for the kteirus, and the maracha of Yom Kippur was for the kteirus of lufnai alufnit. The extra kteirus that was brought in Yom Kippur that was brought lufnai alufnim. That's where you had a third maracha. But the Rambam, Both in Pirush Mishnayos here and in the Sefer Yad HaChazak and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, he describes the extra maracha lechvayda mizbech ulahadroi. It's for covered mizbech and to be mahadra the mizbech, to make the mizbech nicer. The Achrayim, the Maim Chaim from the Pri Chodesh, which is in the Sefer Likutim, in the back of the Rambam of Shapsi Frankel, and also the Siach Yitzchak here, asks the Kasha that the Sefta L'Chayr says like Rashi, that the Sefta says that they made a second Maracha, Shebehema Yenaitu Kachal Mekteris, Mamish like Rashi, the Sefta here. Erek Beis Halacha Yud. Now some Achrayim, the Archa Shulchan Asid and Rabbi Malin also learns the way, learns up in the Rambam that they talk and made a lechoidim as beichol hadra, but they did use it for the k'tayrus lefnai lefnim. But that's a chayav very shrei pshat in the Rambam, because why would the Rambam have to say lechoidim as beichol hadra? Bishleima, if they didn't use it for anything, so the Rambam is explaining the maracha. The maracha is not for any specific purpose. The maracha is a special maracha in Yom Kippur. Stam for k'vayim as beichol hadra. Lekutei Halachos and the Chavos Chaim says he's explaining Tam of the Kroy. He's explaining what's the pshat in this maracha. Mashenkin, if the pshat in the pasuk is the maracha was for the k'tayrus lefnai lefnim, why do you have to say lechvayim mizbeach lahadroi? Just like they had a separate maracha for karbanos, a separate maracha for k'tayrus, if the k'tayrus mechadish a third maracha for k'tayrus lefnai lefnim, what do we need the tam lechvayim mizbeach lahadroi? The Rambam that says the tam of lechvayim mizbeach lahadroi is mashmaklar that was the whole purpose in the maracha. So Meli tells you it is tam. It didn't have any. You didn't use it for anything. It's just tam to make the mizbeach look nicer. So the Chayit Shvei from the Sefta, like the Chayit Mask, and the Sefta says he uses it for the Cholam Lufnai Lufnim. I'm going to try to have the Yish of the Zasun. Now there's another Machlekes Rishenim in Pshat and Reb Yesi, and Rameh also holds this way, that you had a Maracha Shlishas L'Kiyam Ha'esh. Rashi says the Maracha Shlishas of Kiyam Ha'esh, Rashi says, Shem Ein Esh Shal Maracha Gedoyla, Miskaber, Mesifan Olav Mizeh. If the fire from the Maracha Gedoyla is weakening, so you'll meisif on it from the third thing. Mekiyam Eish means to make sure that the Maracha Gedoyla will be Niskayim. The Maracha Gedoyla is where you burnt the Karbanis. So there, maybe the Maracha Gedoyla will lose steam while you're burning the Karbanis. So that's why you have this Xerus HaKosov to have a third Maracha which you don't burn anything on it. And that Maracha will always be there, then in case you need, you'll be able to always take fire from the third Maracha. That's the pshat in the third Maracha according to Rashi, and the Dvar also says that. But the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch have a different pshat. The Rambam says, when in Hilchos Tinin Musaf and Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, he says the Maracha Rishayna was the Maracha Gedel when you bring the Tam and the Mshar Kabanis. Maracha Shniyah B'tziyah the Ketanah Mimeno, Shemeno Leichen Eish B'machta L'haktik Teres B'chol Yayim. You have a Maracha Rishayna, first Maracha for all the Kabanis, the Maracha Shniyah for the Keteres, or Maracha Shlishas Ein Alei Klum El Lekim Mitzah Se'esh. Shenem Eish Tametukat. It's for the purpose of a Kiyam Mitzvah Sa'esh. The Sefer Achinuch elaborates more on this thing. The Sefer Achinuch says on the mitzvah of Eish Tametukat Mizbeach that the pshat is that there has to be a fire burning on the Mizbeach besides for the din to be makta karbanis on the fire. And he says otherwise it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. If the whole purpose of the fire of the Mizbeach was to burn the karbanis, so then the din of Eish Tametukar al Mizbeach would just be one of the pratim of the mitzvah of Karbanis. You need a fire in the Mizbeach to burn the Karbanis. So it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs. That the Mayneh mitzvahs, the Chinuch, is counting as a separate mitzvah. The Chinuch explains because it's not a mitzvah to have fire in the Mizbeach. And he explains the whole Shroshia mitzvah that the fire, and the fire is the head of the Arba Yisai. This whole thing that is Mechazik, the person. Now there's a fire itself without the Taras Karbanis is considered mitzvah to have on the Mizbeach. So that's what this third Maracha of Kiyam Eish is. It's not used for anything. It's just supposed to be a fire on the Mizbeach to have a Kiyam Mitzvah of the Eish. That's what it says in the Rambam and the Chinuch. Now in the Chinuch it says even a bigger Chiddush. As I have a Chiddush, that the Torah wanted a Maracha of Eish on the Mizbeach, stop, Kiyam Mitzvah of Eish, not for any other purpose, not to mak the Karbanis on it, but there's a Kiyam Mitzvah to have Eish on the Mizbeach, and that's the third Maracha. The Sefer HaChinuch fears us that if the third Maracha goes out and the Kanim don't relight it, the Mevatel the Mitzvah of Eish Tametuka HaMizbeach. Frektim in Ches Chinuch, it's not Mistabra. It's not Mistabra to say that if the third Maracha went out, the Mevatel the Mitzvah. If the first and second Maracha are still on, you have Eish on the Mizbeach. Mechatesi, you need the third maracha. If you don't have the third maracha, you're not mekayim in the mitzvah. The chayr, it's only a prat, and the prat and mitzvah, you need a third maracha. And he brings Rashi's pshat, that the third maracha was a reserve. It was just to make sure that the first maracha doesn't burn out. He always could take from the third maracha. And he says that l'chayr, it's a din, midine ha-mitzvah. That you need three, but the pshat is avadi, you still mekayim in the mitzvah, the raisa, even if you don't have the three, you're just missing the din. L'chayr, it's very shveh, the lashon in the minchas chinuch, that if you don't have the third maracha, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Abavilachzogim pshat in the sefer echinuch, and you can learn this way in the Rambam also, and that's what it means, l'kiyim mitzvah se'esh, which sounds like if you don't have this third maracha, you don't have the kiyim of the mitzvah se'esh. The Rambam is also mashma, like the sefer echinuch. And Ablaib Malin pretty much says this in Simon Chaf, that there's two dinim. The maracha rishayna and shniya, the din maracha rishayna and shniya are there for the carbon. That to make haktar in the carbon. So mele, you're not mekayim the mitzvahs eish with these marachas. That's not the purpose of those marachas. The purpose of maracha is for haktara, not for a keem of the mitzvah of eish al mizbeach. The maracha that's made for a keem of the mitzvah of eish al mizbeach, that's dafka the maracha shlishis. The Minchas Chinuch has the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda b'chlal doesn't hold of the third maracha. And still you can have a kiyum mitzvah of the eish al mizbeach without the third maracha. So mecha teis, according to Rabbi Yosi, we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, they need a third maracha for the kiyum mitzvah of the eish. Mecha teis, only mekayim the mitzvah eish of the third maracha. Why should you say it's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? So like Rabbi Yehuda, b'hap ligi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you mekayim the mitzvah of the eish al mizbeach with the marachas that you have for karbonis. That's good for the key and mitzvah of the Eish. So in the marachas, two dinim. There's a din taka, you need the maracha for karbanis. And with that maracha you're using for karbanis, you mekayim the mitzvah of Eish. But according to Abayasi, it doesn't work that way. The xeris akasav of the third maracha, according to Abayasi, in them state that there's a din maracha just for the key and Eish, which the Rambam means key and mitzvah of Eish, that you mekayim the mitzvah of Eish dafka with the third maracha. So in them state that this, the first two marachas are not the key and mitzvah of Eish. The first two marachas are for the karbonis. The key mitzvah eish is dafka, the third maracha. And very good, the Sefer Chinuch says, if you don't have the third maracha, you mevatel the mitzvah seif eish al mizbeach. Zagdra bleib, dem is move on, another shver Rambam. The Rambam says, the Gemara here says, that what does Yehuda do with the pasuk of eish al mizbeach tuka boy? Of eish al mizbeach tuka boy? Yehuda uses the fatzosas alisa. That what? That you have to go and bring the kindling wood that you're making the fire on the Reish Mizbeach. You can't make a fire off the Mizbeach and put that fire on the Mizbeach. You have to dafka use the kindling wood, that tzosas alisa, the fire that you're doing, the splinters, the kindling wood that's made to put the logs of the Mizbeach on fire, also has to be on the Mizbeach. You can't light them off the Mizbeach and then put them on the Mizbeach to light the fire. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the pasuk, and he basically has another pasuk where he learns that atzasas alisa. So state the nayadin that when you're lighting the fire for the maracha, there's a din of atzasas alisa. You have to light the kindling wood of the fire. Also, has to be lit on the mizbeach. It can't be lit off the mizbeach and put on the mizbeach. Rambam. Now the Rambam says this din of atzasas alisa dafka by the maracha shlishis. He says like this in Perek Beis Alachetes: Maracha Shlishi Shel Kiyam Eish Aisa Aisa B'Chol Makam Shirtzim In a Mizbech U'Matzes Bo'as Eish V'Yotzes Eish L'Mata V'Yal Aisa L'Mizbech L'Mizbech Atzim Mesnisin Shenem V'Eish Mizbech Tukabai. That the Rambam says that this Maracha Shlishi, you have to make the Eish on the Mizbech. Shalzach L'Shaila, why did the Rambam bring this din dafka by Maracha Shlishi? Why didn't he say this din by all the Marachas? That tzos alisa has to be B'Eish Shel Mizbech. That the first two marachas with the din maracha is for the aktaris carbon. Those marachas, they don't need atzasas alisa. Atzasas alisa is a din in the eish that's there just like in mitzvah eish. There's a din that you have to make that eish b'reish shel mizbeach. Mashaking the other two marachas with the din of the maracha is to mak to the karbanis. So even if you don't make the eish b'reish shel mizbeach, l'maisa you have eish there, you can mak to the karbanis the way it is. Hatzos alis is dafke in the mitzvah of eish. So mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no third maracha. Avad to the first two marachas also need hatzos alis b'reish shel mizbeach. Abahene nedvarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mekayim the mitzvahs of kiyam eish with the maracha that you're making for aktari. It doesn't hold as a third maracha. There's only two. The Maracha said it used for Faktar. The Maracha Gedaila Faktar is Karbanis, the Maracha Shnia Faktar is Tairis. Those are the Marachas that are done for the Kiyam Mitzvah Se'esh. So Ebezai, that's Hatzalisa, of those Marachas has to be Reish Shal Mizbeach. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yesi, that holds that the Maracha for Ketairis and for the Maracha Rishayna for the Akhtar, that's not the ones for Kiyam Eish. The Kiyam Eish is Dafka the Maracha Shlishis. And like the Chinuch says, the bittul asay of kiyam eish is if you mevatel the maracha shlishis. So I say that sasa lisa, which is a din in the kiyam eish, in the mitzvah kiyam eish, that's also dafka the maracha shlishis. It's very meduik the Rambam why he brings that sasa lisa dafka the maracha shlishis, not by the maracha rishayin and shnia. The blame is a little more marich. He says a little bit different than what we're saying in the end. But this is what I'm getting at beikah from Rabbi Leib. And Lefizeh, I want to maybe miyashiv the Rambam, the first Ram that we mentioned, that the Rambam says that the Maracha that they added by Yom Kippur is L'chvayda Mizbeach U'Lahadroi. And we ask from the Tesefta that says that you take the Cholim from it. So Ev Shazai, the Tesefta is going in Meshitas Rebbe Yehuda. That Tesefta is quoting Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says there were two Marachas the whole day, and the third Maracha Yom Yisif and Yom Kippur to take the Cholim for the Ketairis. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds every day, you don't have a separate maracha that you do nothing with. It's just there for the key mitzvah seish. So when the Torah is mechanish, a third maracha for Yom Kippur. So vayta in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not stam to be there and do nothing with it. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the marachas have dual purposes. The maracha that you have for the Akhtaris Karbanis, that's good for the maracha for Kiyam Eish. And the maracha that's nothing besides for the din of Eish, doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Torah was mechadish, the third maracha of Yom Kippur, the stomach's for the purpose of using it for the ketairis of the Thayil Lufnim, the extra ketairis that's done in Yom Kippur. Masha'en came to be done, according to Rabbi Yesi, that holds that the maracha shlishis every day is stamped to be the lakiyam eit and lakiyam mitzvah se'esh, and you don't do anything with it. So Mela, Rabbi Yesi is mechalik. You have marachas that are done specifically for ketairis, maracha rishayin and shniyah. You have a maracha that's done specifically for Eish. They don't get mixed together. So then when the Torah was mechadish, the fourth maracha, it's mistabrit to say that the fourth maracha was also not for any purpose of Akhtara. The fourth maracha is not also to be there. And why didn't the extra maracha already have a kiyam Eish? L'chvayd mizbeach u'lahadra. And Yom Kippur should look even better. Should have even more Eish. Should have another maracha. L'chvayd mizbeach u'lahadra. That's ulai hei kibi miyashiv had the Rambam gishim with the Sefta. The Sefta taka goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't hold. You can have a maracha that you do nothing with. And Mela, when the Torah is mechadish, a third maracha would have to be using it for the Ketairis of Nayel of Nim. Mashenk in the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Yehuda, so there, as every day you have a third maracha, which is only for a Kiyam Mitzvah Eish. So the Torah is mechadish, a fourth maracha, also a Kiyam Mitzvah Eish, l'chvayd mizbeach u'lahadroi. One final ara, like we've said, Rabbi Meir holds that you have a fourth maracha every day, specifically for the leftover Evarim and Pedarim from yesterday, that was loin nesachlim be'erev, that you put them on a separate maracha. And the Gemara asks a kasha, v'rabban and evarim u'pedarim shle nesachlim be'erev me avalu, but the Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda don't hold the fourth maracha. What exactly do you do with the evarim u'pedarim shle nesachlim be'erev? So the Gemara says, mehadaluhu l'maracha gedayla. You return it to the maracha gedayla. The Tanya, minayim le'evarim u'pedarim shle nesachlim be'erev, shesoydru nagabe mizbeach. That you set them up on the mizbeach. And if it doesn't fit, that's the Lashon HaGemara. So the Gvura Sari is bothered. The Evarim Updarim Shlanes Achlam Yibarev does not mean that they were off the Mizbeach. Shlanes Achlam means they weren't burnt. In other words, they were being mucked around the Mizbeach. The Akhtaris started. But it didn't finish. They didn't have enough time at night. It wasn't fully burnt. It was still unburnt when you woke up the next morning. There were still things that weren't yet. The burning wasn't completed. So you want to know, what does it mean? Shesoydron agabi mizbeach. They're on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Meir, okay, you have to take them off and put them in the fourth maracha. But according to the Rabbanan that you put them in the regular maracha, you don't have to put them on the regular maracha. They're there already. They're on the regular maracha. And also, what does it mean? From Eimach Zikon, Shesoydim al Kevesh al Gabi Seviv. If it doesn't fit in the Maracha, then you put them on the Kevesh or the Seviv. Lachai also Pella. You put them last night already. You put them yesterday already. They all fit. Now, most of it's burnt, or a lot of it's burnt. So if anything, it's the size is less. How could it not fit b'chlal? What's the pshat that it doesn't fit? It fit yesterday. What does it mean? You put them on the maracha. It's on the maracha already. And if it doesn't fit, you put them on the kefesh of the seiviv. How could it not fit? It was there already. It was burning the whole night. It just didn't get fully burnt. Hazak de Gvur Sari, and he brings his kirsa from the Gemara and Tamid and Perek Beis, that what you do is, you're not allowed to keep it on the maracha. You have to take it off and put it on the side of the Mizbech. You have to be Gairish Asayj, and I say, Al-Tzideh HaMizbech. Nemesis is Mefurish in the Rambam that way. The Rambam in Tzideh Masaf and Perek Beis, Lachay, the Gvur Sari doesn't bring it. But the Rambam says, "Avleivarim b'darim shleisachem erev nice b'tzidei maracha gedola," because the din is it can't stay in the maracha because you have to make a new maracha every day. So when you wake up and you're ready now to make the new maracha, they did the chumas hadeshen, the masalik the deshen of the tefuach, to do aitzas hadeshen, whatever they did. But one of the things they had to do was they had to take off all the evarim b'darim that were leinisachlu, and they had to take it out of the maracha and be masader a new maracha gedola for today. So what you do is, with the Avarim Uptarim, is you don't put it back in the regular Maracha, on the top of it, you put it on the sides of it, and you let it burn on the sides of the regular Maracha. That's what the Rambam says, but Tzidei HaMaracha. And there, it could be the sides wouldn't be enough, so there you could put it on the Kevish or on the Seiviv. But that's Halacha, that it has to be on the sides of the regular Maracha. There's a Mikdash David that explains that even though there's a Gemara Menachos that declares if you yotze the din haktara on the size of the maracha, but that's only when you have to mekayim the ikad din haktara. But the evarim u'pedarim shleinus achlo the pshat is you really have a kiyum din haktara with these already. There is a kiyum din haktara because as soon as it's yotzes a arba rubai, they already have a din that they're mukta already. Navas is a halacha of ikulei eila atamakza. You have to finish up the haktara. You have to finish the burning of it, even though you already mekayim the mitzvah haktara. So then there's no din. That's why it may hold you make a separate maracha for it. And the rabbanon also hold you don't put it on the ikka maracha. The ikka maracha is to do the mitzvah haktara. You take it off the ikka maracha and you let it burn on the sides of the maracha because it's not mamish a mitzvah haktara anymore. It's just to finish off the burning. It's a separate din of ikulei eila atamakza.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.